Sefer Yoshua Perchav Aleph, you have done it. We have survived the entire division and chalukah of Eretz Yisrael and all of the boundaries and all of the borders. We're home free, except we're not. We have one more parak with names of cities and boundaries and borders in it, because although all of the Shvatim have gotten their chelek in Eretz Yisrael, or in the case of the two and a half Shvatim outside Eretz Yisrael, we haven't yet dealt with the cities that go to the Levian. In Parshas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Hey, in Sefer Bamidbar, it says, Saves Pnei Yisrael v'nasnu na'leviyim minachalas achuz asom arim lo sheves. You have to command Bnei Yisrael that they will give to the Levian, from the heritage of their possession, from their nachalah, cities to live in, Orim Lo Shaves, and Umigrosh Le'orim Svivoy Sehem, an open space for the cities all around them, Titnu Lalevim. And it says that these cities, and it became a total of 48 cities that are going to go to the Levim, all of which we are going to see here, as we do Perek Chaf Aleph, it'll be for them to live. The open space is going to be for animals. It says, Livham Tom Valiruchusham Lechol Chayosam. For their animals, their wealth, and all of their needs, there are going to be fields. And it said in the Chumash that each one, these Migrashe Ha'arim, Mikir Ha'ir Vachutza, from the wall of the city and outward, would be Elef Amos Aviv, 1,000 Amos all around. But then it says, Umado Sem Michutz La'ir, when you measure outside the city, you should measure 2,000 amos in every direction. So the Rishonim get into a big discussion about why the 1,000 amos turns into 2,000 amos. Rashi's pshat, and one that is pretty well accepted across, is the idea that 1,000 amos around the city, immediately around the walls, are to be undeveloped. They should be fields where you can see past them. They should beautify the city. They can be used for the purposes, for animals, for wealth, but not for growing all kinds of crops. Then the extra 1,000 around those, the $1,000 to $2,000 amma range, those can be used for development. The Rambam and the Ramban had different pshatim. The Rambam says it's actually 3,000 amos around the city, so the inner 1,000 plus another 2,000. And so there's different pshatim and rishonim about what that means. But in the meantime, in our perek, Vayigshu Roshei Avos HaLevim El Elazar HaKohen Vel Yoshua Ben Nun. And so the heads of the households of the Levim approached, Vayigshu approached, and it's a word approached that traditionally means appeased or calmed down. Vayigash Yehuda. Yehuda comes close to Yosef when Yosef was angry. Vayigash I love Yehuda. So Vayigash here also, there was a claim that had been levied, and the Medrash talks about all of this, that once the Mishkan is established, the Shiloh, and the man Lois describes this at great length based on the Medrash, the Kohanim and Levim now had to function in their responsibilities in the Mishkan, doing the Avodah of Hashem. As a result then, they approached Yehoshua and said, now it's time to ask for the cities that Hashem had promised us, but they shouldn't have had to ask. It was a tzivui in the Torah. There's no reason to have to ask for something Hashem had promised. But the Levim, according to one version, were afraid that the other Shvatim might refuse. And according to another version, they actually did refuse, and they had to have an argument. The other Shvatim would say, if you wanted cities, why didn't you ask for them at the beginning, when we conquered the Transjordan and gave it to Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Menashe? You didn't ask for then, and then we had all these years of conquering and distributing the land. You didn't ask now. When we started dividing all the land in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't say anything. Why are you coming up now? So the Medrash says the Levim prepared two different arguments to answer back. One, until the Mishkan was set up, until there is a dwelling place for the Shekhinah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to demand a dwelling place for ourselves. It wasn't proper to ask before the Mishkan was set up and established. Second of all, we would be being rewarded for work we hadn't done yet, because we couldn't bring the karbonos at the Mishkan. Only special karbonos were brought in the Mishkan when it was at Gilgal. Otherwise, everybody could use a bama anytime that they wanted to. But now that the bamos are outlawed and we are the exclusive purveyors, as it were, of karbonos, so now it is time for us to deserve our reward. And even if we had waived it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made the promise, so you can't do that. They also said we couldn't demand the cities until everything was done, because the tzivui in Bamidbar, as we said, was you should tell Bnei Yisrael from the nachala that they get, from the land that they inherit, till they inherited, they weren't going to be able to, the Levim wouldn't be able to demand their chelek as well. At the same time, they also wanted to make sure they didn't just get some little hamlet somewhere. They wanted to have good-sized cities as part of this division. So they came close to Elazar HaKohen Vel Yoshua Ben Nun, Vel Roshei Avos HaMatos LeBnei Yisrael, and to the leaders of the fathers of the tribes of Bnei Yisrael, Vayedabru Al Alehem B'Shilo, and they spoke to them in Shiloh. The Avos HaLevim, by the way, are four families, Gershon, Kehas, Merari, the main families of Levim identified in Pinchas, for example, and the Bnei Aaron themselves, although the Aaron himself came from Kehas through his father Amram, the Bnei Aaron got a special status in a sense as their own family. So the Avos HaLevim, Gershon, Kehas, and Merari predated Aaron HaKohen, and then Aaron HaKohen got special treatment as well. And so they said in Shiloh Be'eretz Kenan Lemor, Hashem tziva biyad Moshe, Hashem commanded through Moshe and the hand of Moshe, loseis lanu arim loshoves, to give us cities in which to dwell, umigrishehen, and their open lands, livhem tenu, for our cattle. The Gemara in Makos actually says that the Levim didn't actually legally own these cities, even all the way through the end of the first Beis Hamikdash. They were being given them by the other Shvatim, and so they were permitted to live there. But the Gemara says that they didn't, on the Tosefta, they didn't bury their dead, they didn't change the city's names, they didn't have true, complete ownership to it. But these are going to be, for the purposes mentioned, in the Torah. And then, Pasuk Gimel, Vayitnu Bnei Yisrael Lalevim, Minachal Asam. And so the Bnei Yisrael, contrary to all of the fears of the Levim, gave with a generous open hand from their portions, from their inheritances, El Pi Hashem, according to the command of Hashem, Es He'orim Ho'elev Es Migrashehen, the following cities and their open lands. So Klal Yisrael came through and did everything that they had been commanded and asked to do, and the Levim were given their cities.